Mini episode 1417 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1617 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Succession episode 4.9. Here's our top five notes of interest as we approach the end game. Number five, Tom is poised to be the fall guy no matter who controls Waystar, Royco, and or ATN in the end. His blow off of Shiv when she announced the pregnancy might have been the last nail in the coffin of his marriage, as if the blowout on the balcony at the tailgate party wasn't it. He's a liability now that he's the public face of ATN's controversial call for Mencken, and so Mattson has no reason to keep him in the unlikely event that he comes out on top. And are Kendall and Roman going to show loyalty? Child, please. Number four. Greg is atop Tom on this list as the disgusting brothers become ships passing in the night. Greg is becoming indispensable to many of the key players because of his willingness to take on any assignment, and his only real enemy now is Shiv, who doesn't seem a threat to wield any power from here on in. The notion of Greg as sidekick to the top dog was a joke to all the day after Logan passed away. Who's laughing now? Number three. Resistance wine mom Shiv took more L's in one episode than any major character did before. Rejected by her estranged husband, previously her docile cuck, exposed as a traitor by the once pathetic Greg, and outvoted by her brothers 2-1 in what turned out to be the only ballots that counted in the entire presidential election, all the while pathetically trying to cling to the high moral ground, Shiv became the biggest laughable loser that we've seen yet on this show. Many of the amoral rich folks on this canvas never reap what they sow, but she certainly did. Number two, Roman slingshotted himself to the front of the pack after some real flailing. The messy firings of Joy and Jerry may now be in the rearview mirror, as Logan's youngest son apparently succeeded in personally installing a new president who will save his family's business from the invader at the gates. He's got Kendall sweating him, which we haven't seen much before, and is something significant because of Kendall's own winning streak as co-CEO. Number one, the notion of Kendall selling his soul to succeed, ultimately becoming the new Logan, is picking up more steam all the time. Jared Mencken has been presented as succession's big bad, a man who, if elected president, would do awful things. He's definitely the show's stand-in for you-know-who. Within this world, he's not the choice for president that Kendall would normally make, especially in light of his Season 3 woke-a-thon after breaking with Logan. But here, when push came to shove, with full knowledge of his daughter's feelings about the matter, Kendall made his choice based on resentment towards Shiv when she was exposed as Mattson's double agent, and on his selfish desire to keep and personally control Waystar Royco. Never mind that Kendall previously told Stewie that the company was a haunted house and running Pierce quote-unquote with the Sibs was his true journey. He's devolving to Logan levels as a parent day by day, and he appears also to have made his choice about what kind of businessman he wants to be. Succeeding Logan by becoming him in all of the worst ways appears to be his destiny with two episodes remaining in the series. There are bound to be many complications on that path, and they're going to be key to the endgame of what is shaped up as one of the best TV shows of all time. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.